Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears?
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our good friend Michael Stollard, Michael Lee Stollard, the author of Fired Up or Burned Out, an outstanding book that I recommend to you and that he co-authored. Michael and I have been talking about leadership. We've been talking about vision. In the first segment, we talked about the vision of leadership. In the second segment, we talked about the value of leadership. And now, Michael, voice. You've got that's the third plank in this platform of leadership, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And you know, I go back to a great example of a leader who understood the power of voice was Eisenhower when he was Supreme Commander of Europe. And it's interesting, George Marshall, who was the chief of the army, you know, wanted that role, but President FDR told Marshall that he wanted him to stay with him in America rather than being in in Europe. And I think it wouldn't surprise me if FDR recognized that Eisenhower would probably be even more effective in that role. And, you know, there were a lot of military geniuses during that time. You have Patton and of course, Montgomery of the British and right. MacArthur. You know, some big egos there, too.
Oh, yeah. No, listen, Patton thought he, you know, and the truth is, if I remember correctly, you know, Eisenhower wasn't exactly, you know, a bright star prior to that. I mean, I think Roosevelt saw something in Eisenhower that maybe his peers didn't see.
Yeah, I think Eisenhower had humility. You know, he sought ideas of other people. He listened. He was great at walking around and talking to the troops. And I think he was approachable much more than these other generals. You know, Patton
right.
thought he was a reincarnated warrior from
oh,
the
yeah.
past or something.
Right. Yeah. I think he thought he was Hannibal
he was
or something, or Alexander the Great or something. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, Eisenhower had the humility where he really could connect with anyone, and he listened to ideas, he implemented the best ideas. He also had a passion for excellence, and I just think he was the right guy for the job. And, you know, look at what happened. We pulled together, you know, the First Army under Omar Bradley, who reported to Eisenhower, executed, you know, they took control of the French beaches and pressed into France and liberated France from the Nazis. So Eisenhower, though, I think, because of that humility and his willingness to go out and consider and seek the ideas and consider ideas and opinions of other people, he was able to pull the team together across different countries.
When you study the history and you see how all that came together, you never got the idea that it was Eisenhower's iron hand over everybody, did you?
Oh, no. Yeah. No, he was a connector. He was able to build bridges of relationships and trust with people and pull them together. And, you know, thank goodness, because it had a huge impact and maybe saved Western civilization.
So how does that voice transfer over to running a small business?
Well, what I like to do is, you know, just get the team, and this is, you see this in small businesses, especially in times like this, you know, to get the team together and say, you know, let's get people thinking about how do we come up with new ideas to generate revenue or to become more efficient or to serve our customers better. You know, really tapping, if you're not intentional about it, it doesn't happen by accident.
Mm-hmm.
And so you really have to create the forums, the places to get people together and get them thinking about this. And if you do it on a regular basis, then, you know, they'll start thinking about it in between meetings. And so even if you're doing it just, say, once a quarter, where, you know, it's you come up with a snappy name for the meeting and get people together and just ask them to share their ideas about coming up with new ways to increase revenue. You could also just even have them email you and then maybe feature some of the ideas in a future meeting to try motivate people to share their ideas and be thinking about it.
There's a four-word question that I've talked about on the show before, and I may have mentioned it to you before, Michael, that is so powerful. And if you can deliver it with conviction and make it believable, and then accept the application of the question, the results of the question in the right way, It's very powerful. And here's the question. What would you do?
Mm-hmm.
Ask your employees, yeah. Ask your people. When you're looking at something, you're all standing there scratching your head at this issue or that issue or whatever it might be, just look at them and say, what would you do? Or what do you think? Either way, whatever is most appropriate, that kind of question, it's not only are you going to probably get better answers than you thought, they're going to like it.
They'll fill in the loop. They'll feel connected, part of the team.
Exactly. Hey, Michael, give us the website again, please.
It's E Pluribus Partners, like America's motto, E Pluribus Unum, but just epluribuspartners.com.
Come back again real soon. Good job today.
I'd love to. Thanks, Jim.
Michael Lee Stollard. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.